Mark, listen, a controlled performance from you guys. You've seen it out. What's your thoughts now after picking up your first 2 points of the campaign?
That's it. Happy with the performance and that there. And, you know, we've prepared for this game for the last couple of weeks now. And the main focus was to get the one today. We got that. Fairly happy with the overall performance and everything. A couple of shots and that missed at the end and everything. But that's all part of the game now. But no, happy with the result.
Listen, you got two goals that came at crucial times. Gary's in the first half, but when Connors went in the second half, now I do think Ryan was going for the 2 points, and he just didn't get enough on it, but it went over the top of the Ardra defence, and Connor flicked it on. And once that goal sort of went in, that proved to be the foundation for this in such a way that you were controlling the thing from then on after.
Yeah, for sure. That second goal, Ryan going for the 2 points, they're very dangerous when they do drop in there. You always need somebody in there to get that flick on. And with the new rules, when you're 5-6 points ahead, it's not enough. You're always weary of 2-pointers. I know the conditions there, that one was very difficult for Adra in the second half, but you're always weary of getting more 5, 6, 7, 8, 8. So that goal was a massive part of the game for sure. Yeah,
certainly was. And as well, around the middle of the park, you had Ryan, you had Kieran McGinley, Ryan McShane, and Owen. Them boys were all controlling things, sort of in that wee diamond area.
Yeah, very good. Our middle 8 was very strong there now with Ryan McShane, Brian. The county lads back in there, Kieran McGinley, his usual self, excellent in the middle. I thought we dominated the middle for most of the game there, you know, got under breaking ball really, really well. Got a lot of possession, probably had more possession than we could have used at a wee bit better time in the game to finish off moves and that, but overall very, very happy with the middle 8 there. We could have possession, yeah.
Okay, obviously Patrick not here today, and likes of Matthew McLean's out injured as well. Two very big players for you. Will we see them at any stage in the championship?
I'm always hopeful. I think I've had a pound for every time I was asked about McPretty this year, I would be a rich man. But Patrick's making his way back, and if we don't see him this year, we'll definitely see him back in the Kilkerr shirt next year. You know, he's a tough injury in that, and Matthew's not too far away. Hopefully he'll feature at some stage in the championship if we can get out of the group and move forward. Yeah.
Just double checking here that the Four Masters have beaten Killy Beggs by 5 points, 15-10 at finished up. So you have your first home game next week against them in Towny on Saturday evening, both sides with 2 points, starting a one. But that's going to be a very, very intriguing fixture, certainly for the neutrals to watch next week. But how are you going to do your approach to that now in the days ahead of the Four Masters meeting?
That's it. We'll freshen it up now during the week. We'll probably get back training Tuesday or Wednesday this week and really focus on Four Masters. Four Masters, really, really strong side. They probably, one of the sides last year, they probably could have won the championship near the end. They're really good. They're a year older this year. All them young players that have come off, 21s and minors, they're really good players. So big challenge for us next weekend in Towny, albeit we're at home, but Four Masters is a big game for us.